This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury and welcome to Open for Business this morning. Malaysians' favourite topic. It's not politics, it's not traffic, it is food. Always food. And that's something, of course, that I like to talk about too. My belly and the pandemic, thanks you for it. Now, on the phone with me right now, I have Gladys, I have Sinyik and I have Deborah, all from Cookie Cream Bakery. Hi, everyone. Say hello.
Hello.
So, do you want to introduce yourselves one at a time? Gladys, you go first. What do you do over at Cookie Cream?
Hi, I'm Gladys from Cookie Cream. I'm co-founder from Cookie Cream and managing director. And next, Sinyik.
I'm Sinyik. I'm actually the business development assistant manager along with Deborah.
I'm Deborah, and yeah, same team with business development.
I went to your website, of course, today and the other day to have a look through, and you describe yourselves as a passionate bunch striving for handmade, handcrafted, baked fresh daily goodies for your sweet tooth. Sounds right up my alley. Now, tell me about the beginning of the business. Gladys, what kind of sparked it originally?
Hi, back to 7 years ago, we have a cafe called After Black, which is located in Banasan Way.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, at first, we are order from other cake supplier.
Right.
So actually, slowly, we have a demand from, because it's just opposite Sungai University.
Yeah.
So we have a high demand on the cakes. So after slowly, then we want to explore more different kind of unique cake flavor. So we decided to set up our own bakery, which is located in After Black Cafe as well, in our mezzanine floor. It's just a small little bakery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then due to high demand and not enough space to cope the order, so we decided to move to a bigger space back to 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and now you have more than one outlet, right?
Yeah, we have two outlets, which is SS2 and Bangsa.
Right. And of the two right now, Gladys, which do you think is the busiest one of the two right now in terms of footfall?
The footfall definitely is SS2 because it's our first branch and because around as more F&B, then people will walk around and visit our bakery as well.
Have you always been involved in baked goods? Has that always been your thing?
I love to eat the dessert, so I decided. Yeah. I really love dessert, but that is more less sweet and more refreshing cakes actually. So
right.
We decided to set up our own bakery. And then actually my good friend is baking cake, so we decided to set up our bakery.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How much work actually goes into it? I mean, what time do you start work and what time do you normally finish?
You mean me or my own bakery?
Well, you, your team, when we're talking about Cookie Cream, what time do you start work and what time do you finish?
Cookie Cream operation hour is 8 a.m. until 10. Actually, the picking one is 8 a.m. until 5 a.m. So we have another is
the service, the front line.
Yeah, it's the cafe. Right. That one is 12:30 until
9:30 or 10.
Okay, so I'm going to ask Sinyik and Deborah a question. Okay. Does Gladys actually get any sleep?
Rarely.
Not really.
Not really. Like maybe a day, 2 to 3 hours.
Sometimes I remind her to sleep.
Yeah.
Right. So I want to speak to you two, Sinyik and Deborah. I mean, you're behind, you know, the business development end of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think so far has been the most difficult thing that you've kind of come across over the past couple of years? Obviously, we've been in the middle of a pandemic, so, you know, that kind of goes without saying. But what has been the toughest time that you've been through in terms of business development?
Toughest time, I think like the toughest part of our job is basically manpower, because it's not only F&B itself. Basically, the whole industry is facing manpower issue. Plus, mm-hmm. with the demand of like better service with reasonable prices, and everyone is more educated nowadays with like higher service. So for our frontline, which has to liaise with customer face to face, it's quite tough because they have to like in line with the current SOP, and then making sure the SOP is followed accordingly to make sure we don't get fined, especially during the pandemic.
Then
there's a lot of issue where customers don't really cooperate because misunderstanding of SOP. So our frontline has to put extra effort to sort of like educate them on the SOP. This is quite hard for a lot of people because not everyone is good in service. That's not their strength. That's why it's hard for us to find manpower too. That's why like most of the time, Gladys, me and Deborah, we have to also go into operation instead of our management. So yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
So when you talk about educating the customers, what you mean is you have to go out and you say, can you put your mask on, lah?
Yes. And then like, can you scan your mic sejahtera, lah?
Yes. I know exactly what you mean by that. And, you know, living in Bangsar, I've seen a lot of that. You know, people just kind of walk in and out of bakeries and eateries and whatever. And it, for them, it's a second thought, you know. But for the owner, they have to remember that if somebody's coming in and they're not wearing the, you know, the mask and whatever, they can be fined. They can be closed down. Yes. It becomes a real big business problem, correct? Right. But so let's focus on the pandemic just for a little bit then. And let's talk about, you know, how difficult it was during that period. I mean, obviously you have an online presence, right? And a website and everything, and people can order it that way. But how was business during the lockdowns?
Actually, because we are selling cakes, right? So most of the customer will buy the cake for like celebration on special occasions.
Right.
So, yeah, during the pandemic, so customers, they cannot go out to celebrate their birthday, anniversary. So they will rather get a cake to celebrate at home, or sometimes they will get a cake delivered. So, yeah, so luckily, we received overwhelmed orders during this pandemic.
So you've done well during the pandemic?
Yeah, we get this opportunity to like develop our online as well, so that customer that can easily to order from online and then get it delivered. So make the whole process easier for them as well.
Right. Okay. Let's take a short break here, ladies.
Yeah, sure.
Folks, I'm on the phone with Gladys, Signik and Deborah, the ladies behind Cookie Cream Bakery. We're going to take a short break here on Open for Business on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Open for Business. I'm talking to Gladys, Signik, and Deborah from Cookie Cream Bakery. They have a website. If you haven't been over there just yet, it is cookiecreambakery.com. That's K-O-O-K-Y-C-R-E-A-M bakery.com. Now, we were just speaking about how things were during the pandemic. Here's a question for you. Was it difficult to stay motivated during the pandemic, do you think?
Yeah, we have to like be very flexible on any changes, actually. Yeah, because of the SOP, government got different kind of SOP. We need to follow like the walk-in, the limited of the walk-in customer, everything. So we have to like encourage each other. Yeah, everything will be going through. So yeah, we just have to try our best to do our own product, and then we just invent more product choices to attract customer to purchase.
Signik, Deborah, anything to add?
Basically, during the pandemic, because everyone's going a tough time, so basically we need a team. We need to remember that we are not alone. So we are always together, and then brainstorm together like what's next, what can we do next to make sure customers stays and make sure our product is not like stagnant. We have to always come up with new things, and from there we also develop like we also explore into merchandise. Because cake might be really fragile, especially like you can't really keep long, and then you have to be chilled all time. You can't really stay out if people want to go out for like some occasion. So we have explored more on cookies. So recently, our cookies are more well known, I guess, like because we also collaborate with Uniqlo, and then we also I think Oris found us and then supplied for their event too, for cookies. So slowly we are venturing and then like explore more on cookie side. So at least it's something that can store longer, and there's more choices for our cookies.
We have to think about like without chiller, how can we increase our sales?
Yeah.
And so a lot of brainstorming going on behind the background.
Yes, definitely.
That's probably why you're not sleeping, Gladys.
Yeah, it's about planning and arrangement. The next day will be another SOP. We have to start and change everything, because the day, today we plan this thing, tomorrow we will maybe another changes, then we have to
have
to be very impromptu to anything.
Yeah, you wake up and the government has changed even. Now, so as you, and I'm sure you're aware of this, there's an adjustment to the cost of living. Prices are going up. You know, we're seeing the cost of raw ingredients going up. The cost of logistics has become more expensive. How is this affecting your bottom line?
Definitely is affected due to the imported product. It's like cheese, fresh fruit, Korean strawberry, flour. Everything is increasing price. So actually, the ingredient, we are strict on the quality of the ingredient and the taste. So we will sourcing for the similar quality of the ingredient instead of we want to reduce our quality and then looking for the cheaper costing, is it?
So basically, we would rather go for the quality instead of the cost. So we can't really, we won't reduce our quality just for the cost.
I see. So what about those people then that are saying, you know, you can reduce your costs and your quality is pretty good if you buy locally produced products? Is that something that you feel comfortable with? Do you think the products that are available maybe from Cameron are of a lower quality perhaps to your Korean strawberries?
Yeah, definitely we will sourcing for different kind of ingredient to get the replacement. But quality is always we concern on. So if the same quality and the everything tasting experience is the same, then we will consider it. So if we really overall is actually affected the taste, then we won't consider it. We rather we remove the product actually. So I believe the product will speak for itself.
No, I agree. So what would you do in that case, Gladys? You know, if you're having to pay extra for your product, for your ingredients, would you adjust the price of your product?
We have to consider overall. If it's not affected too much, we will absorb it first. After that, it's really slowly like some ingredient is keep on increasing, then we will discuss we want to increase the price or not, or we sourcing the better cheaper ingredient.
And what would you say, you know, currently, and I'm asking this to the three of you, and you can answer together or you can answer individually. What's the toughest part of running Cookie Cream? I heard a giggle, so that means that everybody has a different answer by this kind of things.
What's the toughest part? For us, back to the same tough part is basically manpower.
Right.
Because it's hard to get people, it's hard to get good people, and then it's hard to get suitable people to lead. So basically, whenever there's new people, three of us have to come down to operation or come down to the new crew and then start training. And then sometimes, even though they are suitable, but they personally felt that they are not suitable. So end of the day, after training, after the time you have like trained them, they ended up like, oh, maybe I'm not suitable, or maybe it's too tiring. Because F&B itself, it's actually quite tiring compared to a lot of other industry. So that's quite tough. From the start,
So manpower is probably your biggest problem, is it?
Yeah. I believe most of the F&B are facing the same problem also.
Mm-hmm. F&B and hotels and
hospitality.
Yeah. I mean, even delivery services and taxi services, we know are all suffering manpower problems right now.
Yes, definitely.
It's a real big issue for a lot of people. Okay, so let me ask you about some of the lessons that you've learned then along the way. I mean, you guys have been around since what, 2016?
2016, yeah. We opened inside our sister cafe, After Black, yeah.
Right. So from that time up until now, and let's, well, okay, I don't want to say let's forget about COVID and the lockdown because we can't, obviously. But what do you think have been some of the best lessons that you've learned? What, you know, and some of the biggest mistakes that you've made? Because every entrepreneur makes mistakes, right? Every new business makes mistakes. What have you learned along the way?
I learned along the way is we have to create our own product and then different with the market and create our own market.
Right.
This is very important. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then like unique taste, because at first, right, we set up our own bakery. We only have the very common flavor kind of cake, like chocolate cake, peanut butter cake, because you, as you know, most of the cafe and bakery actually selling this kind of cake, right? So I found out that actually, because I'm the dessert lover, but I don't like the cake that is too sweet, and I love the refreshing cake as well. So I decided to come out of my set up my own bakery because I want more unique taste. So I feel that this is really my own market, and in the market right now actually is short of this kind of dessert.
Yeah. No, I'm like you, Gladys. You know, I like sweet things, but I don't like overly sweet things.
Yeah, definitely.
So you have your two stores, and you're doing very well with your cakes. Now, in terms of other expansion plans, do you have anything else in mind?
Yeah, we do. Actually, for the expansion plan, right? For the past 1 year, we have opened a cafe in Bangsa, which is you just stay nearby. Yeah, yes. This is our first step of our expansion. Because I'm not sure you visit SS2 before our SS2 branch before or not. Actually, there is majority space is a baking space, and then we definitely have a limited space on that branch as well. So SS2 will be offering more space, selling cakes, and then more merchandise product. In the Bangsa branch, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I've got to ask this question because I know it's a up-and-coming market and it's a big thing and a lot of people are speaking about it. We're talking about plant-based foods and, you know, vegetarian, even vegan cakes and that kind of thing. Is that something that you're also looking into as well?
We have a gluten-free cake. That one is like flourless orange cake.
Yeah, flourless orange cake, flourless chocolate cake. So we do have, but it's limited choices, like only like few. So we do have gluten-free only at the moment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it something that you might consider in the future though?
Yeah, sure. But for the product side, actually we explore more on the merchandise,
cookies
as a gifting. So we are very fascinated by packaging, like how Japanese and Taiwanese baker are doing. So previously, actually I received many presents from my friend. Yeah, they buy from Japan and Taiwan. Their packaging is really nice. So, and the product is really, their food is really taste good as well. So we feel that, why not we just do the same thing as well? Like explore on the fascinating packaging with a very reasonable price.
Wonderful stuff. Okay, Gladys, Sinyik, and Deborah, I want to thank you for spending the time talking with me this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
An absolute pleasure. Folks, I've been on the phone, as I mentioned, with Gladys, Sinyik, and Deborah. They are the people behind Cookie Cream Bakery. They're a passionate bunch striving for handmade, handcrafted, baked, fresh daily goodies for your sweet tooth. Check them out. They've got a couple of outlets. There's one at Bangsa and there is another one at the Hub SS2. If you missed any part of the show, download the podcast and have a listen back at your leisure. I recommend you use the BFM app. That's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. For Open for Business, my name is Rich Bradbury for BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.